The United States has begun an airlift of al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners from Afghanistan to the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A small group of prisoners was flown out of Kandahar yesterday. Hundreds more are expected to be transferred in the coming days and weeks. The airlift did not begin without incident. There was small arms fire as the plane lifted off, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The U.S. Marines removed 20 prisoners from their cells here last night. Witnesses said they were chained together with their beards shaved. Armed guards and dogs escorted them to a C-17 transport plane for a flight almost halfway around the world. They were bound for an uncertain future. The U.S. has prepared several hundred cells for prisoners in Cuba. Officially, though, they are still not being called prisoners. Pentagon officials refer to them as detainees. That legal distinction may allow the United States the option to hold them after hostilities cease or even put some on trial. Even as the captives prepared to leave Kandahar, someone sympathetic to them was moving close to the windswept airstrip. The captives had just boarded the plane when someone fired flares into the air. The Marines quickly ordered the plane to take off. Then Lance Corporal Joshua McSweeney heard gunfire.
And when a bullet goes over your head, it makes a crack. Like, because that's when it makes the sound, when it makes the sonic boom. That's what we were hearing over to our left. It was pretty close, too.
In the foxholes along the edge of the airstrip, Marines quickly woke up sleeping colleagues. Lance Corporal Christopher Lee Holzenbach listened to radio messages from up and down the line.
We're taking fire, muzzle flashes. It was garbled messages. I was trying to make sense of it.
Nobody knew any more than you did sitting here.
No, sir.
Using infrared scanners and night vision goggles, the Marines spotted a few figures in the desert. They decided they were facing no more than 8 to 14 attackers. Lance Corporal Christopher Esparza pointed his machine gun out into the darkness.
We're looking through our night vision goggles, and I had a spotter with me because I was on the machine gun. He saw the muzzle flashes coming from that direction, so I swung my gun in that way. And then I let some rounds go that way, and we stopped, and we heard what was going on. And as soon as the loom started to die out, then we had some more shots coming towards our way, and we started unloading more.
Marines sent attack helicopters over the scene of the shooting, and then they sent armored vehicles patrolling toward the source of the firing. Some of the gunfire was coming from a mud-walled house in the desert. The attackers fled as the patrol approached. They left behind only some rocket-propelled grenades, which they'd never fired. Authorities here speculate this may have been a probing attack. Someone may have been testing the U.S. defenses, though nobody knows just who, and Lance Corporal McSweeney doesn't know what's coming next.
The only thing that worries me, if it was a probe, then usually that could be followed by a larger attack. But if that's the case, then we're ready for it.
The Marines do not believe the attackers intended to disrupt the transfer of prisoners. The timing of that move had been kept secret, and the military is keeping quiet about when more prisoners will move. But it may take a while. Fearing the prisoners might try to escape or even make a suicide attack, the U.S. is moving them only a few at a time. Even as 20 prisoners departed last night, the Marines brought in 30 more, newly captured members of the Taliban or al-Qaeda. More than 300 detainees are still waiting their turn for a trip to Cuba. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.